Legislative Agenda of Blind Americans, Priorities for the 114th Congress, Second Session. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, is the oldest and largest nationwide organization of blind people. We represent the collective views of the 1.3 million blind Americans. All of our leaders and the vast majority of our members are blind, but anyone can participate in our movement. The Transitioning to Integrated and Meaningful Employment Act, H.R. 188, S. 2001. Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act allows employees to pay workers with disabilities sub-minimum wage because of the false assumption that they are less productive than non-disabled workers. This antiquated provision breeds low expectations and discourages disabled Americans from reaching their full vocational potential. H.R. 188 and S. 2001 will responsibly phase out the use of Section 14C special wage certificates, ending the era of segregated sub-minimum wage work. The Accessible Instructional Materials in Higher Education, AIM-HE Act. Electronic instructional materials have replaced traditional methods of learning in post-secondary education, but the overwhelming majority of e-books, courseware, web content, and other technologies are inaccessible to students with print disabilities. The law requires equal access in the classroom, but fails to provide direction to schools for the way it applies to technology. AIM-HE creates voluntary accessibility guidelines for educational technology to improve blind students' access to course material, stimulate the market, and reduce litigation for schools. Equal Access to Air Travel for Service-Disabled Veterans, H.R. 2264. The Space Available program allows active-duty military, Red Cross employees, and retired members of the armed services to travel on military aircraft if space is available. H.R. 2264 reverses the exclusion of 100% service-disabled veterans who were discharged before September 23, 1996, and entitles them to the program's privileges even though they were never classified as retired. The Marrakesh Treaty to Facilitate Access to Published Works for Persons Who Are Blind, Visually Impaired, or Otherwise Print Disabled. Despite the ability to convert print books into accessible formats like Braille, large print, audio, and digital copies, millions of blind and otherwise print-disabled Americans are excluded from accessing 95% of published works. The Marrakesh Treaty calls for contracting parties to provide in their national copyright laws for a limitation or exception that allows for the reproduction, distribution, and cross-border exchange of accessible works. The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day we raise the expectations of blind people because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. You can live the life you want. Blindness is not what holds you back. These priorities will remove obstacles to employment, education, travel, and access to published works. We urge Congress to support our legislative initiatives.